Good morning. It's a Monday morning, and that means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Yancey, the legislature wrapped up its session on Friday. What passed and what didn't? Tell us more.
That's right. There was a lot of activity in the last couple of days. A lot of things passed in the last minute. A lot of things fell by the wayside. Let's start with the latter, because there was some interesting things that didn't make it. Among those was something called the Adult Survivors Act, which would temporarily suspend the statute of limitations on people being able to bring lawsuits about sexual abuse from years ago. It was modeled after the Child Victims Act and passed the Senate, but not in the Assembly. I don't think it ever had the same political momentum that the Child Victims Act ever had. Also among those that did not make it, a popular bill that would have allowed restaurants and bars to serve alcohol to go, very popular during the pandemic. Those places wanted it renewed, but it had a lot of opposition from liquor stores who did not want the increased competition. Also falling by the wayside was something called the Clean Slate Parole Bill, which would have allowed the sealing or expungement of some records. That might get done later in the year. There was an agreement on that, but then technical problems with the bill. But among those that did get done, kind of under the radar from some of the higher profile stuff, the Gender Recognition Act, which would allow non-binary, intersex, or undesignated gender New Yorkers to use an X on their driver's license and other identifying documents. A group that did pass that we should mention is seven bills having to do with housing and real estate discrimination. This was sparked by a Newsday series called Long Island Divided, in which the newspaper used undercover testers to go and pose as buyers at various real estate offices and found out, maybe sadly to no surprise, that people of color got treated differently than potential white home buyers. Among the changes, there were seven laws. Among them, they increased fines for violations of Fair Housing Act. They increased biannual registration fees for brokers. This would help pay for undercover testing. They also included laws that require realtors to get more training in implicit bias and also for just exactly how the Fair Housing Law acts and how to be in accordance with it.
He is Yancey Roy. Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thank you.